Hello, welcome back to That Girl's Going Places. If you are brand new to me or my podcast, my name is Marin. I run the @MarinForTheGym Instagram page, which is where a lot of you know me from. I'm super passionate about wellness and fitness and health, but all with the perspective of self-love and avoiding diet culture, toxic mindsets, comparison on the internet, etc. That's a little bit about me, if you didn't know me already. Otherwise, we're going to jump right into it. I know that I have been slacking in the podcast world. We're just going to address it. I've missed 2 weeks of episodes. My life has gotten very crazy very quickly. In relation perfectly with today's episode, I officially have a month. I'm filming this on the 26th of July, and yesterday it was officially a month until I leave for college. So it's kind of crunch time for me. A lot has been happening. I still have my two jobs. I've been working a ton. So it's just been a little bit crazy in the Marin world. So I know I've missed a couple episodes. Hopefully you were able to listen to old ones that you haven't listened to yet, or try out a different podcast. Anyway, important thing is that I'm back, and I've been thinking about my relationship to this podcast a lot lately. I've been thinking about how I want to continue it in school. I think that I've noticed the episodes that I plan the least always resonate the most with my audience, with all of you. So I think going forward, if and when I continue this at school and for the future, I just want to have episodes where I feel like I'm talking to a best friend on FaceTime, just telling them about a specified topic, rambling about it for as long as it takes to get all my thoughts out. And hopefully it's interesting for you to listen to. My inspiration recently with podcasting has been Emma Chamberlain. I have talked about her on my Instagram, probably on here before as well. I love her podcast, Anything Goes. If you've never listened to it, it is genuinely free therapy. So highly recommend. And she kind of has this casual perspective to her episodes, just talking freely about a topic that she chooses. And obviously I don't know her behind the scenes and whatever planning goes into it, but it does sound, from the audience perspective, very casual, very like I'm on the phone with her and we're just chatting about whatever the episode topic is. And I always really resonate with those episodes, and I feel like I hear more of her natural voice and opinions with that kind of style of episode. So we're going to move in that direction. Hopefully it's something that you enjoy. I know so many of you have said that you prefer my solo episodes. I know I love the guests that I bring on, but looks like you guys want to just hear me and my thoughts for however many minutes. So that's what we're going to do today. That's not to say I won't bring in guests and plan out episodes in the future, but today is all about my thoughts on college. Obviously I'm not in it yet, so I think it'll be interesting if I still have this podcast a year from now to like do a round two episode on it. But a lot of you have been asking how I'm planning for it, why I decided to go to BU, how I'm packing, if I'm continuing Marin for the Gym in school, how I'm going to continue my health and wellness lifestyle. There's just been a lot of questions, so I thought I would make an overall episode with me just chatting to you about my honest thoughts as I start to think about college in the next month or so. So, first of all, I'm just going to address that I have a ton of anxiety around college. I would be lying if I said that the only feeling I felt was excitement. I do feel mostly excitement. It's probably like an 80-20 ratio. I'm 80% excited, 20% a little bit nervous. And I think that's pretty natural. Obviously, it's a huge life change. It's the biggest one yet in my 18 years of life. So there's definitely anxiety that comes along with that. Especially from my perspective, I have actual anxiety, not just the feeling. I have diagnosed anxiety. I've been working with a therapist, especially this summer. I actually took some time away from therapy for a little while and have now been back on it. And I'm so glad that I made that decision before I leave for school because we've been working on a lot of different stress coping strategies and just emotional regulation tools that I can kind of use as I become more independent at school. So there is some stress for me around it. Also, I'm someone who loves routine. I think that has probably come off if you follow me on Instagram. I wake up at the same time every day. I do the same thing in the morning. I do the same thing at night. I love routine. I love having my space, my time for myself. And obviously, in college, that changes. Not to say that you don't have a routine, it's just a different routine, it's a different space, and it's a different time management system. So that's definitely something that I am thinking about as well, and how I want to create those new routines so that I know I will thrive. Knowing myself, knowing that I thrive off a routine, that's something that I'm considering, just how I want to plan out my mornings and my nights and different moments throughout the day where I can take that time for myself, just because I know I really need it. Now, going into that aspect of fitness, wellness, working out, health, nutrition, college has, I think, such a bad rep. And I talked about this with my episode with Jordana from the Daily Schwitz. She had such good points to say about the college experience in its relation to nutrition and health. Obviously, I think we've all heard of the Freshman 15. I absolutely, absolutely hate that phrase more than anything in the whole world. I think if I had to choose one diet culture phrase that like bugs me and pokes at me the most, it's that one. I think it is ridiculous to have such a fear of one, like a small amount of weight gain or any weight gain at all when you're again going through the biggest transition of your life thus far for these 18 years of life. This is the biggest transition for college kids, and especially in college girls. I think it is so sad to me to think about that being the first thing people worry about or think about or try to avoid at school, rather than like safety on a college campus and prioritizing academics and making new friends and having new experiences and getting to know a new town or city. It is so not wild, because I know that this is what our society prioritizes, but it's sad to me that often that freshman 15 idea or gaining weight or your body changing is one of the things at the top of mind for a lot of girls going into college. So I just want to put that out there. I really hate that term. I hope that in my lifetime that term is used less and feared less. I think it is normal to gain weight during college. I think it's normal to lose a little bit of weight during college as long as it's healthy. I think your body can change in a lot of ways because you're going through a huge life change. And I think that having compassion with that change is important. So I just want to put that out there. So for me and for my own body, I love working out. We know this already. I will still be waking up early. Obviously, I won't have my lifetime home gym that I know and love and, a whole bunch of equipment and everything, but I'll go to the gym still early in the morning because I know that works for me. If I don't make it one morning because I was studying late the night before or out the night before, that's fine. I'm gonna have that compassion with myself. But I want to emphasize that working out for me, yes, it also keeps my body in shape, but more than anything, it's that routine element and that prioritizing of myself that I think will be the most beneficial for me in a college environment. I don't want it to come off that I'm just trying to avoid the freshman 15. Hopefully, that's the last time I say that phrase this episode, but you know what I mean. I think working out for so many people in college is to avoid that fear of weight gain or to avoid losing your high school body, and I think it can be way more than that, and it doesn't have to just be about how you want to look or how you want to maintain your looks. I think there's a lot to say and a lot of benefit in using fitness and health on a college environment to keep a routine, to get yourself into some healthy habits, to prioritize that time for yourself when you're living with others, studying with others, hanging out with others a lot. It can be that time where maybe you're just with yourself, your thoughts, even if it's just like walking around your campus, that kind of movement can be so beneficial, not just for your looks. You know that I'll preach that all the time. I've talked about it on my Instagram a ton, that for me, health and fitness is way more about a feeling than achieving a look. And the same applies to me with my thoughts about college. And I hope that it applies to you too, if you're listening and going to college or already in college. I hope that perspective, you know, is starting to become true for you as well, if that's something that you've struggled with in the past. So that's workouts. Then on to the nutrition side of things. Obviously, I have a dining plan. I'm living in a dorm. I do plan on getting food and groceries to our little mini fridge and doing what I can there. Probably just some fresh veggies to make sure I'm getting my fiber in, some snacks. I'll order my first form protein powder just to have some protein every day. That's like a really easy supplement for me to have in the dorm, and take like a blender bottle and then put my Brita water in there, shake it up. Obviously my food goals are different from yours, and I'm never going to say like this is what you need to eat in college. I think you should eat what you want to. It's a time where you have a lot of food freedom, and that's a good thing. And it's not something to be afraid of if you want to go have ice cream with your friends, or you're going out to dinner more often than you were at home. Obviously, everything in moderation is something you hear a ton, but everything in enjoyment, I think, is what it should be. Everything that makes your body feel good. You don't want to go overboard where you don't feel good anymore, but I think it's important to remember that intuitive eating also means intuitive for your mind and your body. So if you want something just because you want to enjoy the taste of it with your friends and enjoy the social activity eating wise, that's okay too. You don't only have to eat when you're starving. That's definitely not intuitive eating. So I think finding that balance is important. And again, for me personally, I'll be keeping snacks in the dorm. I will look around at the dining hall. I'm planning on trying to find, you know, lean protein sources, chicken, turkey, hard-boiled eggs, things like that. And then pairing them always with some good carbs, good fats, just trying to have that balanced meal. And then treating myself to whatever feels good, tastes good, sounds good at the time as well. In terms of mental wellness, emotional well-being, this has been kind of a point of stress for me as well, because my therapist actually is not licensed in Massachusetts. If you have a therapist, you might have had a similar talk with yours as you go into college, but therapists usually have just a state licensure. So even though I Zoom with her right now, and like it doesn't matter where I'm Zooming from, I technically cannot legally Zoom with her in Massachusetts. So that's been kind of a point of stress, because I don't know what I'm gonna do therapy-wise. I've really been enjoying it, and I really like having that outlet for myself weekly. So I'm either going to not continue with therapy or try to find a different therapist that mine recommends to me. That's still kind of on the fence and something I need to decide. But if I don't continue with therapy, I will just take note to make sure that I'm taking extra care of myself mentally, making sure that I'm keeping that routine of checking in with myself, reaching out to people if I need to. I've been reading some amazing books lately that have been helping with emotional regulation concepts, and my therapist actually got me started with some DBT tools. I actually had a whole episode about that with Sadie Sutton from She's, what is it called? I'm looking it up on my phone. She persisted. That's what it's called. Anyway, we did a whole episode about that and DBT, and I had never done it, but my therapist has actually started me with some of those tools, which is amazing because it comes in like this little workbook that I can take with me to school. Point being, I either will or will not continue with therapy. Regardless, I will make sure to have those parts of my day where I'm checking in on myself and not letting my emotional capacity like reach its limit, and keeping close contact with people from home who are always there for me. Luckily, technology is an amazing thing if you use it for all its benefits. I have close friends and family that I can always call, and that doesn't go away just because you're going to college. I think those people are still there for you if they've been there for you, and they don't have to go away in your life just because you're moving or you're going to school or you're starting a new part of your life. So for me, that'll be my mom and all my close friends here at home. I'll keep in touch with them and make sure that if I need them, I'm reaching out and asking for help where I need, when I need it. What else? College. I'm trying to think of my other thoughts, your other questions that I can answer. Packing. Packing's a good one. I'm going to school, obviously, out of state in Boston. So that's a flight away for me. It's about a 2-hour flight, I think. I don't know, pretty quick from Chicago, but it is a flight away. I could drive, but I hate driving, like long distance. It's my pet peeve. So we're going to fly to move me out there, and every time I come home, I'll fly. For moving, I did one of those Bed Bath & Beyond, like, pack and hold orders, where basically you order it online, and then they'll hold it for you in store in Boston until you get there, and then you can pick it up, bring it to the dorm. And then, obviously, I'll be bringing a lot of stuff from home. I got some new suitcases to bring everything with me. And of course, this should not shock any of you who know me, I have an entire spreadsheet labeled with tabs and checkboxes and notes about each item for my general packing list. If you want it, you can text me, but it's been very helpful to like see it all visually. For me, packing makes me very stressed. Like for any trip, I always get stressed about packing. I really enjoy packing once I have everything picked out. I love using like packing cubes and everything and organizing it into my suitcase, but picking everything and making sure I have everything is very stressful for me. So if it's stressing you out as well, write out every single thing you could possibly need, either by hand or on a document or a spreadsheet. Guarantee you it will help. It really has helped me seeing everything visually, and then I can check off as I go. So there's that, and then I'm probably going to be ordering a lot of things as well that I just don't need to bring with me, like shampoo, conditioner. I don't really want to bring my ones from home because then I have to bring home those big bottles every time I come home for like a break. But that's kind of my thought process there with packing. What else? The last thing I guess I will say is a lot of you asked why I chose BU. I'm going to Boston University. It was literally my dream school. I early decisioned there. If you don't know what early decision is, it means that I applied early and signed a binding commitment that if I got in, I would go there. So I found out that I was going to go there in December and obviously had to commit right away. And I was so excited too. For me, the first criteria when I was looking for schools was a very urban area. I joke that my criteria was that it had to have a SoulCycle nearby the campus. And while that's true, while I did use that to narrow down a bunch of schools, having a SoulCycle near campus says a lot more about the area than just it having a SoulCycle. It means that it's in an urban, kind of young, trendy area. And I really wanted that for my college experience. I really wanted to live in a city. So that was a huge factor for me. Then I kind of started falling in love with the East Coast. I had lived for a summer in San Francisco. I might have mentioned this on the podcast before, but I lived for a summer in San Francisco for an internship, and I have family out there. My family loves California. We've always done vacations there. I was named after a place in California, so we have a ton of ties to that state, but I feel like I like having the West Coast and California specifically as kind of my vacation place and where my family likes to go rather than where I wanted to go to school. So that kind of left me with the East Coast. I was looking at New York, and New York felt so big to me for college. I felt like it was just too difficult for me to go to school there. I kind of wanted something smaller, especially with me being used to Chicago. Like, that feels like a pretty good size, or, like that's kind of the biggest I would go in terms of big cities. So then that kind of left me with Boston perfectly. I looked at a ton of Boston schools, and I have a friend who goes to BU, Zara, who is on the podcast as well, now that I'm thinking about it. She told me a lot about BU. She's in the exact same major program that I'm doing. And I just started to research a lot about the school. I loved how it was in the center of the city. It literally does not have like its own campus. It's just basically like a mile, 2 miles of road in the middle of the city. So I kind of loved that. And I never felt the need to have that college campus experience. And I really just wanted to start life in a big city. And I feel like I got that with BU. Not to mention, it's an amazing academic school. It had a great business school, which was important to me. Yeah, I just loved everything about it. I started to fall in love with it. And then obviously, I put all my eggs in one basket and applied ED. And thank God I got in and I get to go there. I'm very excited. But that's kind of why and how I stumbled upon BU. I always get asked that. So, I think that those are like all my thoughts on college. This is kind of like a weird, rounded episode. I don't know. If you enjoy this kind of ramble, like this rant of an episode, let me know. Again, it's kind of the direction I want to take things. Not only does it usually resonate more with you, but I feel like they're more enjoyable for me to make. I just sit down at my desk here for 30 minutes or so, and I've also been editing my episodes a lot less. I don't know if you've been noticing, but I used to be super self-conscious about every time I would say or every time I would take a breath or every time there'd be like a gap in me talking, and I kind of just leave it as is now, the recording. So hopefully you enjoy that. A little bit more of a real conversation rather than edited. And those are my thoughts on going to college. Obviously, not a ton of thoughts right now because I'm not actually in college, but you've been asking, so there are my thoughts. Let me know what topics you want next. Another reason why I haven't been super active and consistent with my weekly episodes is because I've been out of ideas. So, what do you want to hear me talk about for 20 plus minutes? Let me know. DM me on Instagram @MarinForTheGym. Also, I do try to stay active with each post on That Girl Is Going Places podcast Instagram. I always post before an episode and when an episode is released. I try to make the feed look nice and pretty on there, so go check it out. If you want to leave a rating, if you've enjoyed what you've listened to today or any other episodes in the past, you can always leave a rating review on iTunes. I read every single review. They always make me super happy and put a smile on my face. So thank you for those of you who are writing them. It just supports me and my podcast. Otherwise, I've got nothing for you. These were my thoughts on going to school in a month. I'm gonna miss Chicago so dearly. I love my home here. I love my routine, but I'm also excited for change. I think it's gonna be amazing for me and hopefully, lots of opportunity for growth. And I hope that I get to continue this podcast in school. Obviously, I'm going to be in a dorm. I don't think I'm going to be bringing my podcast microphone, to be honest. If I do record episodes, I'm going to use my like headphones microphone or my AirPods. So the sound quality won't be like that much worse, but just trying to save room in the dorm. I don't want a whole big mic. But yeah. That's it. Let me know what topics you want to hear next. I love you all so much for listening. If you are going to college or you're in college and you have any stress, know that I'm right there with you. And if you're in college and have advice for me, I will always take it. Open, forum for advice. I hope that you're having an amazing day whenever you're listening to this. I love you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode.